Good morning then, Andy Taylor here, and this is my rantings of a northern bloke. It is day 5 of Napod Pomo, which must mean that it's the 5th of November. That was a really bad West Country accent. However, it was suggested by Syzygy, along with a couple of other suggestions, so I shall be practicing over the next couple of days with my audio boo audio blog. It's been great to listen to a variety of people. New addition to my listening collective, Andy Moosman, I think, also followed by RTUK and Pawari now. And Pawari Acrobat, congratulations on the news. That's really good. Yes, hopefully. Well, I spoke to our solicitors and estate agents and mortgage people yesterday, and I think we're about 3 weeks away. So that will be nice to get all that put behind us finally. Yeah, not really much to respond. Thanks to John for his insights on global warming, and he unfortunately is right. The Earth has always been warm and cool and moved however it fancied. However, you kind of think we might have a little bit of an impact on it, if not the main impact. Maybe that impact is amplified by human activities. But yes, controlling the state. In fact, there was a program on Radio 4 not so long ago, and they were talking about one of the things they did was they, in terms of advertising or targeted marketing, they would pick on an area and say, did you know that X number of people in this street, and they put what the street name was, do such a thing. In order not to feel left out or not to feel part of the collective, so to speak, people tended to follow what they thought the majority of people on their street were doing. Just want to change topics completely differently, given that a lot of my audio boo buddies are parents or have sort of some connection to children in some way. Because Jack and I had a heated discussion the other day about bringing up children. Now, part of that comes from sort of Jack's experience of family life, and her mum does a lot of looking after her grandchildren, so she she'll have them overnight for a couple of nights a week, and she'll take them to school, and she kind of looks after them quite a bit, and Jack basically says, no, I'm having my children and I'll bring them up, not my mother, which I don't disagree with. But I think she wants to go too far, and this is all hypothetical before anybody gets overly excited. I don't even know why we talk about it, but still. But I think she goes too far the other way. She has a deep objection to the kid at any age spending any time, any extended time with any family relatives. So, no overnight stays. They go to nursery or childcare during the day, and not necessarily to grandparents. I don't know. I was just wondering what my collective community thought. I don't disagree that it does them well to interact with other kids at nursery and play school and childcare. I don't disagree that if you're going to have children, then you have the responsibility for bringing them up and having them. You can't just palm them off on people. But I do think that there is a time and a place where that child can benefit from spending some time with other family members. But I was going to say I'm at school then. Those were the days. No, I'm at work, and I'm just about to run out of time. So I will say thank you very much for listening, and I will speak to you all again tonight. Bye for now.